Genesis chapter 29. Then Jacob went on his journey and came into the land of the people of the east, and he looked and saw a well in the field, and lo, there were three flocks of sheep lying next to it. For out of that well they watered the flocks, and a great stone was upon the well's mouth, and there were all the flocks gathered, and they rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the sheep, and put the stone again upon the well's mouth in this place. Jacob said to them, "My brethren, from where have you come?" And they said, "Of Haran we have come from." And he said to them, "Do you know Laban, the son of Nahor?" And they said, "We know." And he said to them, "Is he well?" And they said, "He is well. And behold, Rachel, his daughter, comes with the sheep." And he said, "Lo, it is yet high day, neither is it time that the cattle should be gathered together. Water the sheep, and go and feed them." And they said, "We cannot, until all the flocks are gathered together, until they roll the stone from the well's mouth. Then we water the sheep." And while he yet spoke with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she kept them. And it came to pass, when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, that Jacob went near and rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. And Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept. And Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's brother and that he was Rebekah's son. And she ran and told her father. And it came to pass, when Laban heard the tidings of Jacob, his sister's son, that he ran to meet him and embraced him and kissed him and brought him into his house. And he told Laban all these things. And Laban said to him, "Surely you are my bone and my flesh." And he abode with him the space of a month. And Laban said to Jacob, "Because you are my brother, should you therefore serve me for nothing? Tell me, what shall your wages be?" And Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. And Jacob loved Rachel and said, "I will serve you 7 years for Rachel, your younger daughter." And Laban said, "It is better that I give her to you than that I should give her to another man. Stay with me." And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed to him but a few days for the love he had to give her. And Jacob said to Laban, "Give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go into her." And Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a feast. And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to him, and he went in unto her. And Laban gave in to his daughter Leah Zilpah, his maid, for a handmaid. And it came to pass that in the morning, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, "What is this that you have done to me? Did I not serve with you for Rachel? Wherefore have you beguiled me?" And Laban said, "It must not be so done in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill her week, and we will give you this also for the service which you shall serve me yet another 7 years." And Jacob did so and fulfilled her week, and he gave him Rachel his daughter to wife also. And Laban gave to Rachel his daughter Bilhah his handmaid to be her maid. And he went in also to Rachel, and he loved Rachel more than Leah, and served with him yet 7 other years. And when Yahweh saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. And Leah conceived and bore a son, and she called his name Reuben. For she said, "Surely Yahweh has looked upon my affliction, now therefore my husband will love me." And she conceived again and bore a son, and said, "Because Yahweh has heard that I was hated, he has therefore given me this son also." And she called his name Simeon. And she conceived again and bore a son, and said, "Now this time will my husband be joined to me, because I have borne him 3 sons. Therefore was his name called Levi. And she conceived again and bore a son, and she said, "Now will I praise Yahweh." Therefore she called his name Judah, and left off from bearing. End of chapter.